Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for our afternoon chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer, who joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The streets of San Francisco could be getting a little safer with slower traffic flows thanks to a new bill that was signed by Governor Newsom over the weekend, one of many. So, Phil, let's talk about this bill itself. It effectively gives cities the ability to lower their speed limits. What do they need to do if they want to do that? What are the criteria?
Well, it loosens the criteria, you know, and it's not just San Francisco. This is all over California, so don't be surprised if you don't see it popping up in some suburban areas as well. Traditionally, how speed limits were set was by traffic flow. You went out and you surveyed, you know, how much traffic was on a street, and you had these various gauges, engineering gauges that told you, okay, what's safe and what's not. This is going to allow cities to include now, for once, bike traffic, pedestrians, and just anyway, how they want to work the numbers if they want to drop the speed limits even further. So San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, areas that have high sort of collisions, especially involving bikes and pedestrians, are likely to get on board on this. But don't be surprised if other cities around the Bay Area don't pick it up as well, especially in their downtown areas or as these new apartment buildings go up around those areas.
City of San Francisco was able to lower some of the speed limits in the Tenderloin. How were they able to do that and circumvent that legislation?
Well, they basically just went and did it, and they called it a special district area, and it was part of an overall traffic flow engineering group that they did that included widening out and sidewalks and putting in other things to slow traffic by saying it was a high-impact area. I'm not sure, you know, how it would have stood up if somebody had challenged it, but the whole flow is to try to make streets safer. But, you know, setting a speed limit didn't necessarily, you know, change all that much in terms of people's behavior. I was talking with Steve Heminger, and he's on the Metropolitan Transportation Agency's Board of Directors, and he said the three things you got to have a really good education program to get people to slow down on their own, just on the natch. Second, you got to use engineering. In other words, if you have high volume streets or intersections that have a lot of accidents, what can you do to cut that down? Do you put in speed bumps? Do you narrow the streets down, take out parking in some areas to give greater visibility? That you can engineer your way out. But the most toughest one, and the one that's the most effective, is enforcement. There's no quicker way to get people to slow down, whether they're on a freeway or on a city street, than issuing tickets. And what happened in the legislature this year, however, was the move by San Francisco for automated ticket cameras that you see in other states. That didn't pass. So we're going to drop the speed limit, but enforcing it's another thing.
Phil Mateer, our KCBS insider, returns tomorrow morning at 7:50.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.